The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, happy Mother's Day. And I am sure a number of you will be watching that classic Mother's Day movie, The 310 to Yuma. Hey, you have your Mother's Day traditions, I have mine. The line from the second reading got me to thinking about the interaction between the main characters of that movie. Always be prepared, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for your reason for hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clean, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. Now, The 310 to Yuma is one of my favorite westerns. The 57 version. The 2007 remake, yeah. But the original, Van Heflin and Glenn Ford, that's one of my favorites. It pits Van Heflin's good, upright, honest, struggling rancher against Glenn Ford's dirty, no good, nasty outlaw. It's a classic morality play of good versus evil. Van Heflin has to escort Glenn Ford from Bisbee up to Contention City, put him on the 310 train out to Yuma so that Ford can be kept at the territorial prison to await trial for murder and robbing the stagecoach. And Van Heflin is doing all of this, risking his life for $200 just so that he can provide a little something for the family, keep the ranch going because it's about to go under. Now, all through the movie, Van Heflin is tempted to compromise. He's tempted to let Glenn Ford go to save his own life. He's tempted by an offer of the riches from the stagecoach robber. He's really tempted by the opportunity to provide for his wife and for his children, to give them a life that he knows they deserve, but he can't give them. He's tempted all over the place, but he never gives in. He remains good, decent, upright man all the way to the end. His sheer goodness bends the will of Glenn Ford. At the end, this dirty, no good, really nasty outlaw is compelled to do the good just because of the presence, because of the man who Van Heflin is. My friends, all of us are tempted to compromise. All of us struggle with remaining faithful and true. But don't give in. Remain strong. Remain faithful. Only God knows what amazing things will happen because of our faithfulness. May all of us gathered here live lives of remarkable goodness in unremarkable ways.